Blog Talk Radio. Crunch, crunch, crunch. Crunch, crunch, crunch. Crunch, crunch, crunch. Sid?
Crunch, crunch, crunch.
This is what I sound like when I have food in my mouth.
Hello, this is Chuck Landington welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. Is everyone having a good Memorial Day weekend? Darren sure is. He's in Atlantic City right now honoring the veterans by taking what's left of their social security checks. USA, 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 here's the show.
Welcome to a very special Memorial Day edition of the Metal Injection Livecast. I believe this is Livecast 270.
Oh my god, we're so old.
It's true.
Do we get any benefits for being
no.
Troopers?
No benefits. 260. This is Livecast 260,
oh.
Not 260.
Oh.
So slightly,
slightly.
Yeah, we're not that old yet.
We do not have 3D with us this week. This episode is being broadcast in 2D.
Wow.
Darren is in Atlantic City.
Oh.
We're going to try to get him on the line a little later. Also, we have a special guest calling in. Very excited, very cool dude, very hip cat. Brett Bamberger of Revocation, the bassist of the band, will be calling in shortly.
Wow.
It's a good weekend to have somebody whose name almost sounds like hamburger on the show.
That's right.
Yeah.
There's grilling. We should ask him some tough questions. You'll be grilling Bambergers on the show.
We can ask him grilling questions.
Yeah, we can ask him if the Gorilla Mall truck has a burger named after him or that other place.
I don't think he knows what Gorilla Mall is. He's East Coast.
He tours.
You're right.
Yeah, it's kind of like national, Rob.
You're right. I'm thinking very small. Got to think big. So what's up, guys? How's your week been? Sid, you visited Sirius earlier.
Yeah, I was told there was free ice cream. One of my coworkers also works at Sirius part-time, so he emailed me. And he's like, hey, come in on Thursday. There's free ice cream at Sirius. No one wants you to come have free ice cream.
That's right. So Sid's coworker, Barry, like, I knew of him because he worked with Monica, and I've, you know, like just like casually said hello. And then I learned that you guys work together. So he came by my desk to talk to one of my cubicle mates, and I said, Barry, by the way, you work with my friend Sid. And then he's like, you know Sid? And I said, yes, of course I know Sid. And he's like, Sid is the funniest guy that I know.
What?
Are you sure it was the same Sid?
Yes, I confirm.
The funniest guy? I'm not that funny at work at all.
Well,
that's weird.
He must
not know many funny people.
He said that you're one of the few people that he enjoys talking to.
No, that's true, yes. Because I'm, like everyone else there, is very bitter. And because, like, their life, they live and breathe radio, so seeing the industry falling apart and just being completely unappreciated at their job really hurts them, so they're all cranky, angry, bitter people. I couldn't give a shit one way or the other. For me, it's just a paycheck.
They look up to you.
I guess, or resent me, but either I'm not as cranky and I never bitch about anything there, which is shocking because that's all I usually do, right? But at work...
You use the... podcast as your outlet.
I have no time to bitch at work because everyone's bitching at me about their shit.
Oh.
Because everyone's even more
And also you're so afraid of being fired that you're like, I better not say a thing.
Not at all.
You're not afraid of being fired?
I don't care.
You look forward
don't
to
you
it?
Don't you have seniority there at this point?
It's sadly enough, not that it gets me anything, but no, I sort of look forward to getting laid off eventually because that's the kick in the ass I'll need to do something better. Like, I can't do that kind of stuff unless I have to. So now I'm like comfortable in this shitty job, so I'll keep doing it. But if I get laid off, I'll have to figure something else out. Maybe it'll be better.
Maybe that could
it'll
be a live cast contest. Figure out Sid's next career move.
Yeah.
If they want to hire me also, but don't just give me an idea and then make me do all the work.
Have you ever thought about what your alternative career path would have been?
I've thought about if I could figure that out, I'd be doing that right now.
Mm.
I think about it, and then something interesting comes on the TV, and I stop thinking about it.
Does your mind? Have you ever like thought about anything like somewhat serious? Like, well, I guess I could do this. Has it ever gotten to that? What could I do? Is there any options there?
There are options. I mean, I'm not an idiot.
Is there anything that you would like to learn and possibly do?
I don't like
pursue?
Learning. I'm not a fan of learning. I'm done with school. I'd like to just use the things I've already learned.
I don't know. I mean, like, your wife watches HGTV a lot. Do you sometimes see the shows and say, wow, I wish I was a real estate agent?
No.
I can't even imagine it as a real estate. Yeah, you don't want this place. Yeah. That's it.
I saw a roach down the block that one time. You don't want to live here. I'm not going into that house to show it. There might be ants.
Some good comments in the chat. Campion writes, Sid should work for Douglas Levison's company.
Oh, my God.
No, Darren was here. You'd hear a, who are you?
Oh.
I could walk people to the stage. Oh, you would say rest in peace, Darren.
And then Super Nintendo Charmer says, Sid's next big move is deciding which ice cream flavor to eat next.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's true.
Accurate.
It's true.
Going back to the serious ice cream party. So which flavor did you take?
Hazed and Confused.
And the salted caramel.
I did not have any. I don't like mixing salty and sweet.
What was the brand?
Ben and Jerry's.
Oh, okay. Right, of course.
It was good. And then Noah like was like, well, let's go by Jose's office. You can meet Jose. And I'm like, I don't want to meet Jose.
Why did you want to meet Jose?
Because I don't want him humanized.
You've never met him?
I probably have in passing, but never like to have a conversation or anything.
I mean, I just really wanted to introduce you to Jose because we do
a podcast
together. And
also, he probably want to punch me in the mouth.
He doesn't want to.
You're the one that talks all that shit.
Like, he knows.
He'd hit me in the mouth and then make me lunch because he'd feel bad because he's such a nice person, right?
He'd make you some guac.
Yeah.
He's award-winning guac, by the way.
I don't know if getting punched in the mouth is worth award-winning guac. But no, I'm sure he would have been completely nice, but I'm a lover, not a fighter. I don't like being fake nice to people and like small talk.
Why would you have to be fake nice?
Yeah.
Why would you not be nice to him? Because I don't care. But
I'm only nice to people I actually know and give a shit about.
But you would be mean to him?
I wouldn't be mean to him. I'd feel obligated to be extra nice, and I don't want to.
Here's what Sid said to me, why he didn't want to meet Jose. So, well, anyway, we walked around, and we finally made it to Jose's office, and he wasn't there. So you got out of that one.
Yeah.
But he said that he doesn't want Jose humanized.
Yeah, like I just said,
Right.
I want him to just live on in that drop. I don't want him to be an actual person.
Right, because you might like him.
Maybe.
What if he ended up being your best friend and you guys would hang out?
You can't even look me in the eyes and say that because you know how absurd.
What if you guys? I'm looking Sid in the eyes right now.
No, you're not. You're still looking at.
What if you guys became best friends? And
do you think
hung
that's
out?
An actual possibility?
Sure.
I'd just become his best friend to get him to rehire you.
Oh, well.
And then I'd stop talking
to him again. It's not really up to him, though.
Well, the funny part
is
that we were walking around, and Sid wanted to see where you used to record your shows in one of those coffin booths. So I took him there, and we took a picture.
Yeah,
and
I tweeted that out.
Saw that, and I was sad.
Oh, sorry, Rob.
So you weren't sad about not having the ice cream?
Oh, no, I have plenty of ice cream at home. It's okay.
What kind do you have?
Currently, I just have a very basic Friendly's Neapolitan. But also I bought ice cream cones, which is my new thing.
Because
I was like, well, why am I using cups or just a spoon out of the pint? Like
so you
a
buy
schmuck.
Empty cones and then scoop your – you don't get like the king cone that's already pre-filled.
No,
those are gross.
But
what?
Before that –
because they're frozen. And then when you – like.
So is ice cream. It's meant to be eaten cold.
No, I used to love king cones until I developed – a more sophisticated palate.
Yes, exactly.
And I feel like now I just taste that it's not even ice cream. It's just condensed sugar.
And it ruins it for me. And most of the time it's like chewy. Like, you know that
chocolate
taco?
Yeah, like it's too frozen.
Don't you dare blaspheme Choco Taco.
No, that is not good.
It's always chewy.
Yeah. It always has freezer burn. I've never had a good one.
Well, that's your problem.
One.
That's your fault, not the Choco Taco's fault.
Sure it is.
Don't you blame the Choco Taco for your shortcomings.
Also, I don't like the chocolate in the Choco Taco.
Yeah,
it tastes weird. It tastes like the Klondike chocolate, which I hate.
Oh, you guys are... I'm going to leave.
It's like Ovaltine or something.
Smell you later.
Taking a shit on my youth right now.
I will still have a King Cone if that's like the only option, but I don't.
The
like
other
it as
option
much
is just don't eat, don't cram fucking ice cream in your mouth.
Well, no, there's like no, there, if there's a Häagen-Dazs bar, I'm cramming that Häagen-Dazs
yes.
bar down my mouth.
Häagen-Dazs?
Yeah,
Häagen-Dazs. Guys,
if I'm hugging guys,
it's
Häagen-Dazs.
And what did I say?
Häagen-Dazs.
Oh, whatever.
Which is like the black metal version.
That's my black metal name. Yeah.
I went to
Häagen-Dazs is here.
I went to the Häagen-Dazs shop, and I got an ice cream cone with chocolate. Excuse me, a waffle cone with a chocolate coating and nuts,
oh my God.
In it, a scoop of coffee ice cream, and it was like $6.30.
Yeah, that's a lot.
But worth every penny.
They have these Rocky Road milkshakes, or like floats.
What?
At the Häagen-Dazs store. And
stop saying it wrong!
At the Häagen-Dazs store? Is that better?
Häagen-Dazs.
Häagen-Dazs?
Yes.
Dazs. Häagen-Dazs.
There.
Wow, it's my favorite ice cream brand.
I should it like that?
Yeah.
I've never noticed that.
The beginning of time.
Boy. God.
That's just basically a heart attack in a cup. Oh. The best.
I don't like floats or milkshakes.
I like milkshakes.
Yeah.
It's a very thick milkshake. It's basically like a frappuccino.
Like it's not.
It's just like slightly melty ice cream.
Yeah, that's basically it, yeah. Because also it has the nuts in it and everything. You know how much I like nuts in my ice cream. Yeah.
While you're hugging guys.
Yeah. You want some nuts sprinkled on top.
By the way, if you want to hire Sid for his next career, give us a call, 646-929-1357. Sid, what is your favorite ice cream flavor overall?
I think just vanilla. I don't need
vanilla?
Any. I mean, I'll have others. I have others all the time, but vanilla.
Just
is,
vanilla?
It's fine.
Any particular brand of vanilla, or you just, I mean, you don't care.
If we're going by like the standard non Ben and Jerry's Insanity flavor.
Yeah.
You
just
can
vanilla.
Request any ice cream
yeah,
right
no, no, no.
to appear
but,
in
like,
front
let's
of
go,
you.
Let's get a little crazy.
Rocky Road, maybe.
Yeah, I do like the Rocky Road.
Mm. My favorite
good.
Are the Häagen-Dazs coffee bars with the chocolate-covered coffee bars with candied almonds.
The Stephen Colbert Ben and Jerry's is really fucking good also.
I prefer the Häagen-Dazs version. It's just...
Stop it! Come on! You know you're just doing it to fuck with me.
I'm really not. This is how my mind works. It's a caramel cone flavor, and it's just much more rich than the Ben and Jerry's flavor.
Did you hear? Really? Did you hear about the new Ben and Jerry core ice cream?
Yeah, I really. I haven't been able to find any of those in my local supermarkets, but I'm game.
Okay. I'm sure they're glad to hear that.
Ben and Jerry's wanted to sponsor the live
cast.
Oh, we all love it. Or if the Häagen-Dazs brand.
Oh, they see when you.
I'll say it
right.
Now.
Yeah,
like if they do a live. Häagen-Dazs. But my ultimate favorite flavor of Häagen-Dazs is vanilla Swiss almond. Because it's just like it's like mini dark chocolate almonds.
I don't like vanilla.
And vanilla.
I don't like vanilla ice cream unless it's the soft serve with chocolate covered sprinkles.
Mm.
Or just chocolate sprinkles.
Or just
sprinkles,
chocolate sprinkles,
yeah.
Or like the ones that Mr. Softy sells where he dips it in the chocolate and then it like freezes over.
That guy's going to be back outside your building soon, right?
Yeah. He was already there this morning, but it was like fake. It was like Jesus or something. He has like a thing.
I noticed there's like a Master Softy now.
The guy, Master Softy.
Instead of Mr. Softy, it's Master Softy.
Sounds like a weird S&M video. I don't know that I want that.
Also, I really like the Ben and Jerry's Red Velvet cake flavor, although that is just all sugar.
They all are.
Yeah.
I almost got us Red Velvet donuts. Speaking of which, can you pass one over?
Noah has some.
I have a very patriotic box of Pop-Ums.
Noah's box is very patriotic. It's true.
Nice, thanks.
Campion writes, Master Softy was Rob's nickname in high school. How dare you?
Good job. Good
and
job.
And Super Nintendo Choppers. They both same joke.
Oh, my
Amazing.
God.
Amazing.
So it must be true.
Yes.
Too far. Oh, also, do you know that gelato company, Talento? I don't know how to pronounce it.
Talenti?
Yeah. They have an amazing peanut butter cup flavor, gelato.
What's the difference between gelato and ice cream?
I don't know.
I think the amount of milk, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it just seems a little more creamy, less sugary, maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But their peanut butter cup ice cream is amazing because they have actual tiny, tiny peanut butter cups in the ice cream.
Doesn't Ben & Jerry's also have that?
Do they?
I think so.
Ah, phenomenal.
Peanut butter cup people just giving that shit out to anyone.
Yeah.
It's like ice cream inception.
Yeah, like tiny little Reese's bits in there. Mm. So good.
Reese's Pieces ice cream would be the best. Is that a thing?
There's a Reese's ice cream there.
Reese's Pieces.
But yeah, like it's like it might be like either chocolate or peanut butter ice cream with the bits in it, because I know there's like Oreo
the
ice cream
or whatever.
Yeah, but then you have to go into a McDonald's.
Yeah,
that's
gross.
That's too much.
Joe Franklin. Let me try that
slow
again.
Slow down.
Joe Franklin says, "If you've ever been to Italy, their gelato is a lot better than the ice cream we have here."
Yes.
Joe Franklin is an expert in all things Italian.
Perhaps Joe Franklin can call in and explain to us the difference between ice cream and gelato.
The number to dial, 646-929-1357.
One thing we have not mentioned, though, that is the best frozen dessert treat of all of these is Spumoni from Spumoni Garden. That's the
local,
be-all, end-all.
The finest local pizzeria in New York, I would say, in South Brooklyn.
They have their
Spumoni. Fantastic.
With the pistachio. And
we should make a trip there before the live cast one summer afternoon.
Can we just do the live cast from there?
Can we just go now?
I wish they delivered here.
Call into Blog Talk on my phone and do the show like that.
Or
it's
let's
fine.
Take a really long music break. See who hangs around for when we come.
That'll be a really long music break.
See, that would be if we did a video podcast. We could just have a live remote.
You're right, Sid, but then we'd have to have a mobile internet set.
Do it.
I don't
Sid,
think
get on it. You're our video producer.
And I don't think L&B would let us use their power for that.
Damn it.
Yeah, we'd have to bring our own truck.
Go ahead.
An RV. Can we?
Why is everyone looking at me?
You run the website.
Make it happen.
You're the big financier.
You have the access to the monies.
Yeah. What?
To make this happen.
Okay, sure. Yes, we will finance it. Make it happen, Noah.
Really? Fine.
we have some live read money. We had a down live read last week with a free mention this week.
Wow.
There we go. It's added value right there.
Just use how much Spumoni could we get if you use the entire live read budget that we have right now on Spumoni?
A lot.
The entire freezer?
Like a lot of quarts.
Could you do that? They have Spumoni cakes.
Maybe we could. What?
The Spumoni cake.
Like it's like an ice cream cake?
I believe so. Yes. We could just swim in it like fucking Scrooge McDuck.
Ah, Spumoni pool.
Yes.
Spumoni pool.
I want the pizza now.
Oh, so good. Yeah. Okay, so now that we're done craving food. Number to dial 646-929-1357. 562. Hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Mario, how has your life been?
It's been all right. Kind of boring, though.
What are you doing for Memorial Day weekend?
As far as I know, nothing. I'm laying in bed all day.
Frank is having a barbecue right now. You should go over his house.
He is?
Yeah.
How dare he schedule it conflicting with the
podcast? I know.
Podcast.
I feel like he did it on purpose,
yeah,
Rob, so we couldn't go.
To be fair, it's been going on all afternoon. We could have went.
You want to call him at some point and see how it's going?
No.
Get a live remote from his barbecue.
We could do that.
Can we call someone who's there and ask them how it's going to critique? We'd
probably ask Axel Rosenberg. I'm pretty sure he's still there. We'll let you know how it is, Mario.
Mario, are you anywhere near UCSB where that shooting happened?
I don't think so. I don't want to go look at a map very much. So I only know a little bit about it.
So what exactly happened there, Sid? Do you know? Did you follow?
I only cobbled together from tweets. Like this weird kid who I think it's UC Santa Barbara, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like a little fancy boy with a BMW, and none of the girls liked him. And he made a lot of YouTube videos complaining about how girls didn't like him. And then he went and had a drive-by and killed like 7 people. And then I think there were more dead people in his apartment, maybe. Or...
Yeah, and he wrote like a manifesto.
Yeah.
He was a cuckoo.
He wanted to get laid. He couldn't get laid.
They
he
killed
went and bought guns and shot people.
I have to say, though, still more of a man than Tim Lambesis, because at least he didn't go out and hire
true.
Somebody.
Yeah, I can agree with that. Himself.
This kid was a real master softy. Maybe you could go on like Gawker or something and find a link to his weird YouTube
rants. Let's see it.
About how he's gorgeous and he has a BMW and why don't girls like him? He's better looking than all the guys that they like. It's sort of like a audio and visual version of Rob's live journal from high school. He says boobalicious a lot.
Hi, Elliot Roger here. Well, this is my last video. It all has to come to this. Tomorrow is the day of retribution. The day in which I will have my revenge against humanity. Against all of you. For the last 8 years of my life, ever since I've hit puberty, I've been forced to endure an existence of loneliness, rejection, and unfulfilled desires, all because girls have never been attracted to me.
Maybe you should stop being so fucking creepy.
Also, girls welcome to the life of every guy on this live cast.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Get over it. Get a
podcast.
Do a podcast.
Exactly.
Call into ours.
And sex and love to other men, but never to me. I'm 22 years old, and I'm still a virgin. I've never even kissed a girl.
Brush your teeth.
I've been through college for 2.5 years. More than that, actually.
Not so good at math, but all right.
And I'm still a virgin.
Can he not afford a prostitute?
It's very torturous. College is the time when everyone experiences those things such as sex and fun and pleasure. But in those years, I've had to rot in loneliness. It's not fair.
It's your fault.
I wonder if he's done any introspection. Like, why don't girls want to sleep with me?
Yeah.
No, because they're all crazy.
Because they're dumb.
He can't take responsibility.
I'm going to shoot some of them. Yeah.
You girls have never been attracted to me. I don't know why you girls aren't attracted to me.
Because you're
but
crazy.
I will punish you all for it.
Oh, he's going to punish
you. Or the handful.
It's an injustice, a crime. Because I don't know what you don't see in me. I'm the perfect guy. And yet you throw yourselves at all these obnoxious men. Instead of me, the supreme gentleman.
Well, what girls is he looking for?
Punish all of you for it.
Probably just like the absolute best looking girls on campus.
Yeah.
Also, if he...
Which at UCSB is like, that's like models.
And I feel, yeah, like he probably...
Well,
anyone with,
a little bit, buddy.
Yeah, like anyone within his standards, he wouldn't even go for.
Right, exactly.
On the day of retribution... I am going to enter the hottest sorority house.
Oh, I thought
UCSB.
He's going to enter a person, but no, he can't.
What an idiot!
I will slaughter.
Is he still alive, or is he dead?
Every single.
He's dead. He killed himself.
Blonde slut, I see inside there.
And this was posted the day before.
Girls that I've desired so much.
But he had no friends, so no, like who saw it?
Yeah,
it
was
like
rejected me and
just proof of how lowly he actually
was. Like arresting him, like just die. He's a fucking psychopath.
But nobody saw it, I guess, because he had no friends. He was looking at a random YouTube channel of a friendless douche.
He probably has, like, no subscribers.
Yeah.
And, like, all his videos have, like, zero views. Well, now it's too late because everybody knows about him.
Yeah. Now he has 6,000 subscribers.
I'm guessing they're going to be... There's probably not going to be new content on that feed, so I don't know why subscribing at this point.
It's for his afterlife.
Well, they could have a hologram of him doing new YouTube videos.
His last video is called Lonely Vlog, Life is So Unfair. My reaction to seeing a young couple at the beach. Envy. Let's see this. Let's listen to this.
How
this
young?
Is kind of sad.
How young? He's 22. Like, was he looking at a couple of 12-year-olds?
Sitting in my car right now.
He's sitting in a BMW.
At the beach.
Why don't you get out of the car and talk to people?
Yeah.
Stupid.
He's too busy sulking.
By this site right here. In front of me.
Do you know, Rob, if he
right
was into metal? This could be huge
for
you.
Yeah, I was going to ask.
Is a young couple. I presume about my age.
Oh.
I was enjoying such a nice view until they came and
Also, what 22-year-old says presume? This, talks weird.
This is the reason why life isn't fair.
No, the reason is because you say presume a lot.
Yeah.
Weirds out the chicks.
Such a beautiful girlfriend, while I'm all alone. Why?
Because you're busy talking into your fucking phone
yeah,
all the
exactly.
time, man. Put that shit down.
Why can't I experience something like that right there?
Go lay down next to them, see what happens. Just try
exactly.
it. Maybe they'll be
yeah.
into it.
Maybe you'll have a girlfriend and a boyfriend.
Yeah.
I have to do this. I have to film this. I have to show the world why life isn't fair. What?
Oh, my God. He has so many... life is so unfair because girls don't want me. Why do girls hate me so much?
yeah, so...
I always feel like...
And then
like...
some Pokemon videos.
What?
Oh, that's in his favorites.
Oh.
I just feel like no matter who you are, there's always someone out there for you.
Well, he clearly had psychological problems.
Yes.
And also, right, like he was prescribed... He was on a bunch of medication.
That was not helping, obviously.
Oh, and he participated in a bodybuilding forum.
What? So
is it the one you're on, Rob?
I'm
you know
not
this
on
guy?
It. I don't... and one of his comments on it was, I laugh at those two losers in this thread who called me an average-looking manlet. It's so ridiculous. It's
Sorry.
So ridiculous that I'm laughing instead of getting angry. I am drop-dead gorgeous, fabulous, stylish, exotic gem among thousands of rocks. I am one of a kind, completely the opposite of average. For someone who, with so much self-loathing, he sure had a lot of self-confidence.
Yeah,
exactly. He's just a prick.
Yeah, the problem, the reason why girls hated him so much is because he had no self-awareness. He
Can
didn't
you imagine
realize...
that guy on a date?
No. Yeah.
He'd
Clearly
make the girl
never
pay.
Had one.
He'd...
No, he wouldn't. He's the ultimate gentleman. He said it himself. He's a BMW.
He would drive the girl
to the
restaurant.
I feel like he would talk very slowly and be like, so we're here out on this date. I hope you think this restaurant is nice. I picked it out myself, and I really
and
like it.
And I presume
it.
That
yeah.
you would enjoy it as well.
I presume after this, we will go back to my humble abode, and I will undress you with one hand while finger-blasting you with the other.
You sound like Hannibal Lecter. I like it.
Well, that's what he sounds like,
that's
this guy.
That's what I see. I presume you enjoy finger-blasting, because what woman wouldn't want my fingers?
He wouldn't finger-blast.
Of a hyena.
He would use a dental dam with, like, a monogram on the corner. His initials.
Ew.
His
probably
own personal
would.
Satin dental dam.
Someone in one of these comment threads, I think in Gawker, brought up a good point about how, like, if this was a Latino person, there would be a question about, like, oh, Latinos, or if this was a black person. But there's all these shootings by white people, and there's no one talking about how crazy white people are.
I'm pretty sure there's a lot of talk about how
yeah,
crazy these
like
killers.
Yeah, like we're talking about.
Oh,
how
you mean
crazy
white people in general?
In general.
Oh, it's always specific to that white person.
Yeah, or yeah.
Everybody's
yeah,
crazy. There's like
yeah.
a mental health crisis in this country that people overlook.
I think the real issue there is that more of the inner city kids don't have their own YouTube channels,
yeah.
so we can't see their specific
iPhones.
Craziness. So we just chalk it up to like random like. Urban violence, as opposed to a guy like this who has a BMW and his own YouTube channel that we could look at.
And an iPhone 5.
Yeah. We're like, oh, this guy's really crazy. Listen to all of this. That's probably all.
Did they say what
is.
He was majoring in?
Oh, he had highly functional Asperger's.
Oh, well, there you go. I guess not that highly functional.
Yeah. Wait, what were you saying? No?
Did they say what his major was in college?
No, let's see. It's kind of scary, though, that he just killed some innocent people. Also, just where is this guy getting his gun?
He
I mean, I guess
it.
You could just buy it. Yeah, he's over 21.
Yeah.
So you say it's kind of scary that he killed all these innocent
it's
people?
Kind
of,
yeah, it's kind. Yeah, I'm a little numb to it after how often it comes.
So what would be scary? That sentence. What would be scarier than what that guy did?
If, like, 30 people died. If you got killed more people.
9/11.
But why would that be scarier to you one way or the other? You're not
You're
there.
Right. You're right. Bad choice of words. Happy?
Yes. Oh, you know what would be scarier? If that guy did that on a subway, like on the L train when Rob was on.
Or if he did that at like a barbecue place. And then they have to throw out all these ribs because they have blood, human blood on them.
How would you tell the difference? You just have to eat them and hope
for the best. Well, they'd close the place for investigation, and then Rob wouldn't be able to get in.
But what would they do with the ribs? Just throw them out? They have to do something. Give them to somebody. Rob will wait out back.
Yeah, with his mouth open like a rib trash receptacle.
Yeah.
He dropped out and re-enrolled several times and never declared a major.
Hmm. A failure.
And he died a virgin.
Well, yeah, he said that in the video.
That was his choice.
Yeah, look, get a high-end escort. He could have clearly afforded it.
Yeah, sell your BMW.
He had a BMW. He clearly
or
came for money.
Find
He could have just went to his parents. Mom, Dad, I need $300 to get laid. I really need this.
Or just find some girl with Asperger's who's also crazy and fuck her.
Like a meetup or something.
Yeah. There's the internet.
Exactly.
You could find anyone.
Yeah. I mean, okay, Cupid, sit down his wife there. Rips. You can find a wife. Anyone can find a lady.
I don't have to kill anyone.
And you have a wonderful
that you
wife.
Know of. What?
Wait, what? Sid, you said?
Yeah. I said if Sid can find a lady, anyone can. And then I said, and Sid has a wonderful wife. Not, I don't want to insult Amy with that comment.
She's great. Okay. Sid did really good.
I don't know what's wrong with her, to be honest. I mean, let's be
good question. It's a fair question.
Well, when Sid goes home, he's probably like a totally different Sid.
Nah, not really. They do the dishes once in a while.
Mm. Wow.
If she really insists. I try to like just not bring it up and hope that she just does it without asking me. Usually it works.
Well, you clean up the cat vomit and all that.
Sometimes.
Do you vacuum? That's a man's job.
I did the other day, but not usually.
Mm. Do you mop?
No. I Swiffer once in a while in the bathroom.
Okay, that's good. Do you ever scrub the tub?
No. Mm. I do the toilet and the sink.
Good. You are a good man,
Sid. I'm all right. Nothing special. Who are you texting with, Rob?
I'm texting Brett, and we're going to give him a call right now.
Oh.
Brett from Revocation. We're going to get him on the line. Find out his favorite ice cream flavor, among other things.
You know how to do it, Rob, right?
Yeah, I got it.
You don't put the number in there. That's your internet browser.
I know. Relax.
Just Google the phone number and hope something happens.
Yeah.
What is Brett from Revocation's phone number? Hold on. I'm typing in the number right now. Revocation is on tour right now with Devil Driver and Whitechapel. And Fit for an Autopsy.
So we had somebody from Whitechapel a few weeks ago. Are we going to have all the rest of those bands too? Just have the whole tour covered?
Maybe.
And then we could have somebody from Psyopus?
They just announced a few dates, but they're not playing New York. I'm very upset.
Really?
Yes.
Because if they were, you'd get
they're
tickets and then not go.
They're avoiding you.
I would go.
It's on purpose.
He's avoiding them because he doesn't want them humanized.
Calling up Brett right now. Revocation. Boise, Idaho. The tour itinerary there at the Knitting Factory.
Hey, what's up, you motherfucker?
All right, Brett. Thank you for taking a few minutes to hang out with us here on the Metal Injection Livecast. How are you?
Oh, do I need to watch my mouth, Rob?
No, not at all. Curse like a sailor.
Okay. All right, good. What's up, homie?
Good, good. I'm here with Noah, who you might have met before, and Sid, who you've never met before.
Hello.
Hey, Noah and Sid. So glad you're here.
Thank you.
Us too.
Yeah.
We're glad we showed up.
So what's Boise like? You're in Boise right now, right? Or you're on your way to Boise?
Boise. Yeah. I just, took a stroll around the neighborhood. Everything seemed to be in check. There's actually a Comic-Con convention going on today, so there's a lot of outrageous maniacs dressed up with a lot of accessories and gears and outfits. Quite amusing.
I can't even imagine what a Comic-Con in Idaho would look like. That is
Boise, Idaho.
I need to take pictures, please.
I could send them. Yeah, I could tell you what it looks like from sitting inside of Five Guys Burgers and Fries. It's pretty amusing.
I'm sure most of the convention is probably in there with you right now. Getting
there. I'd since left, but there was a good handful of people snacking in these weird costumes.
getting ketchup all over their Doctor Who outfits.
Of course, yeah. A lot of baby blue, a lot of oranges, so ketchup was not becoming on them, that's for sure.
Were you coming on them?
Oh, come on.
No, well, I tried. I couldn't work it up. My libido's been taking a hit lately, you know, with all the nitrous.
Yeah. Brett is the master of working out deals. Can do it like no other.
This is a true statement. The deal is something that I thrive upon. It's something that motivates. It's a way of life, as a matter of fact.
Now, the tour is only about a week or so old. Have you worked out any interesting deals so far on the West Coast?
I worked out two deals with free coffees. That's usually my go-to deal working out. Because, mm-hmm. you know, those things add up, and I'm fond of my coffee. So
now
you can usually – what's that?
Yeah, no, I was going to say you also work the merch booth typically, right, with the band?
I hung up my merch duties on this one. We got a cool guy, Scott Grobel, doing merch for us today, so I don't need to do any wheeling and dealing behind those tables any longer for this tour.
So I was going to say, because if a fan wants to come up and work out a deal, what can they provide to Revocation to get, like, free
like
shirt?
Oh, like a bartering?
Yeah, what kind of bartering does Revocation like?
It's got to be something really tempting, because I don't like giving away products because I'm cheap, you see. So it's got to be something very amusing. Like, a simple drug won't do it. A simple drink won't do it. It's got to be something that the whole team can benefit from, because, you know, something. It's, well, all right, here we're doing a one goof where we have this very large black dildo. And if the fan was able to let us take a picture of it while they're sucking it, I think our merch guy gave a free t-shirt away. Now, this isn't an idea we came up with, but it was funny, and I was like, you can give away a shirt for that if you want, dude.
So if you're willing to take a photo with a black dildo in your mouth.
Rob is on his way.
What if one of your female fans was willing to do something else with that dildo? What besides a shirt would she get?
Well, we since took the dildo away. It wasn't a look that we were going for, you know what I mean? But...
Because it was black, you fucking racist?
Oh, absolutely not. The color of it had nothing to do with it. I think, you know, just like the mere activity of it.
Fair enough. So where is it now?
It's in the bottom of the merch bin. We still carry it. It's got a cool suction cap on it, so we like to throw it against walls and let it stick on things like that, you know?
It's almost like a good luck charm, right? You don't want to...
You got to pick and choose where you want to break it out.
You just got to stick it to the front of your drum kit when you're on stage.
That would be something else right there. I'd like to get into that.
Oh, and then anytime there's a little bass tap, the dildo like flaps
wiggle.
A little.
Yeah.
Well, it comes out like a little. There's like a, we've got these elevators built under the stage, and we kind of just bring it up, you know, kind of like from a lower level, and it just rises during the bass tap, and then a spotlight hits it, lights it up. And then when the tap solo is finished, they just lower it back down.
There you go.
Sounds like money to me. Know?
No one else is doing
that. I mean, and that's a look that I'm going for right there, so. But, yeah, as far as deals, I don't know. It's got to be funny and something that we can all enjoy.
I gotcha. If you want to call in and ask Brett a question, the number to dial is 646-929-1357. Now, Brett, you know, after you play, I know you enjoy to party. You're there to party, right?
I dabble in the party. You know, what's that?
Yeah, who are you partying with on this tour? That's my question.
Partying with? Wow, I've been doing a lot. I've been hanging out with John from Rivers of Nile. We've been catching, like, a beer. We're both fond of the fancy microbrews. We've been seeking them out, grabbing a cocktail, you know, like gentlemen. And later on at night, I've been, you know, throwing down with some local homies. I was on antibiotics for the first 10 days of the tour. So that took a big toll on my partying, to be honest with you.
Right, yeah, you don't want to party on antibiotics, or maybe you do.
Well, I mean, you do, but you just can't do it right, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you.
I'll make a statement, you can drink on antibiotics. I know it works, so...
So you started the tour in Denver. Is that a good idea? Did you get like super high the first day of the tour?
Or there was smoke flowing, you know, throughout the whole ride. Denver is actually, my buddy Nick owns this brewery called True Brewery. It's T-R-V-E, and it's a heavy metal brewery. And his beer is amazing. So I hung out with him, his lady friend Shayna, and we just ripped around town drinking craft beer and shooting the breeze. You know, the smoke didn't come into play until much later. A lot of dudes on the package were eating, you know, marijuana chocolates, candies, things like that. Dudes were hella stoked because they could, you know, walk into a store and buy drugs. They were really into it. So it was exciting for everyone. Yeah.
Now, what's the shower situation like for you, Brett? Are you taking showers? I know that before that was a big thing for you.
It's not one of my strong points, getting wet. You know, I'm kind of like a cat. I would prefer not to shower ever.
Yeah.
So do I'll do it once in a while.
Do you just lick yourself clean like a cat does?
No, actually, Dan, our guitar player, he hooks me up with that.
Fucking
we got a weird deal worked out.
Nothing weird at all about that to me.
That's not all, you know what I mean? It's just a couple guys hanging out licking each other.
Why be in a band if you can't have your bandmates lick you once in a while? Like, what the fuck's the point?
Yeah, exactly. My feelings exactly. Yeah.
When was the last shower you've had? Do you remember?
Man. I don't remember. It's been... No, you know what? I think a few days ago, but I didn't wash my hair.
Okay, I see.
You can get the leave-in.
Usually, I mean, if there's a hotel to be had, I usually like sleeping in the van because I don't like... I get a nice rest without hearing four other dudes, you know, on wood all night, and usually I'll just sleep in and then skip the shower, you know?
Yeah, and also that's good that someone sleeps in the van to prevent robberies, because at the first night of the tour, one of your tour mates, Rivers of Nile, got all of their shit stolen, or like even on the way.
Yeah, they got heisted right across the street from the venue before the show even started, pretty much.
On
it
the
was bullshit.
Tour. Yeah.
Oof.
That's
now,
awesome.
What happened, I mean, the neighborhood there is, like, it's a funny neighborhood, you know? Nothing too wild. I don't feel threatened by any means. But it's like, yeah, you should watch your stuff. And I think what happened was one of the buses was parked right up in front of the venue, and the van was on the other side of it. So you could have literally, like, taken a shit on their windshield and took your time with it, and nobody would have seen you do it. Because the street doesn't get a lot of traffic either, you know?
Yeah, that's a bummer. Did you guys sort of step up your own security of your van after hearing about that? Make sure someone's always there, get it locked?
Well, we set a couple of booby traps, actually.
Oh, really?
There's like all these, we got like probably about 45 bottles of piss lining the inside of the door, so if you open it, dumps everywhere on you.
Well, that's if you watch Day in the Life of Revocation on Summer Slaughter and Metal Injection, one of the things you guys do is you just don't stop when you're driving from town to town. You just have these mass pull and spring bottles with piss, all different shades of yellow. I didn't know there were so many different shades of yellow.
What about shitting?
Well, you know, everybody keeps a different diet and a different fluid intake, so variety is the spice of life, in my opinion.
Shitting is hot bagging.
That's a good question. Now, what if someone has to take a shit while you're in the midst of an 8-hour drive? What do you do?
It'd have to be an emergency. I remember, I can't blow up her spot. A certain relative of mine once shit in a coffee can on the way to take a final exam going in college.
Kitty
litter. And she said it was a hell of emergency, so... If, like, somebody really had to get business on, I'd have to let them do that. We'd figure it out later, you know?
That's 20 minutes you're willing to lose on the road.
Yeah, it depends how big of a rush you're in, how bad they got to go. You know,
right.
Anything can be really worked out if we talk about it. So, like, you know, I'm okay with that. You go ahead, man.
All right. Let's take a caller question. Once again, the number to dial, 646-929-1357. Josh, all the way in Wales, has a question.
Hey, guys.
How's it going?
Yeah, I have two questions for you, Brett. First one is, how's the new material coming along?
The new material's done. It's done and recorded and awesome. We really like it.
Great. I'm really glad to hear that because the last album was amazing.
Thanks, homie. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Second question is, who has the best-looking penis in the band?
Lately, get this. It's funny you bring it up because Dan just revealed a photo of his, and the head on the thing is gigantic. It's massive. So, I mean, that really, it threw us all back on the drawing board. The fucking thing is huge. So right now he's got my favorite just because it's the newest one. Full boner picture. It's great.
Now, Brett, you're known for not being shy with flashing your penis around. There are
many... No. You gotta enjoy yourself. You know?
Yeah, it's big and black and got a suction cup on the end of it. Of course he's proud of it.
No, not his dick.
Oh,
his penis.
Oh, I got confused. I'm sorry.
The one on his person. And I feel like your band in general, you're like a bunch of brothers. You're fine with just being naked around each other.
What families are you hanging out with? Where there's just brothers slapping their cocks on each other. What movies are you
My
watching?
My family? I mean, I've been going to the Naked Beach, you know, in New Jersey for quite some time. For me, it's quite natural. When I first met these dudes before I was in the band, like, I think I met Phil on the Metal is Art tour when I was playing bass for the Binary Code, and I think the first night that we actually get to hang out and throw down and, you know, drink some beers, he and I, and I think Todd as well, all slept naked in a sleeping bag together, so... There was kind of like love at first sight a little bit, you know?
Was there any docking?
Well, I am uncircumcised, so I have the full ability to do that.
Wow.
You know, I can make it happen, so any takers, you let me know.
Good to know. Maybe the next time revocation comes around.
Rob's going to bring his sleeping bag.
Yeah, exactly. You can do that, or maybe we can work out a docking deal at the merch table. I don't know. Yeah.
Awesome. And I don't want to blow up anybody's spot, but I remember the last time I saw you guys, you were adamant about showing me photos of you and another member of the band naked teabagging a guy on your crew who was passed out. And I was
that,
like, hey,
there are photos in circulation. You know, all I'm saying is I think everybody listening should go check out the band Hammer Fight. They're great.
And basically, the moral of the story is don't get so drunk that you pass out around revocation because they will teabag you.
Well, right? I mean, he passed out midday. We had to put that dude to bed at like 7 o'clock at night.
We were
out in a business meeting. We come back, and he's upside down wasted. We're like, what the fuck happened? So we took him up to the room. We got him naked. And, you know, we took some photos. We had a photo shoot.
Well, Brett,
I'll send them over for reference if you need them.
Yes, please. We'll post it on the live cast page. We'll blur out the faces. No, we won't do that.
Absolutely.
The face is already blurred out because there's balls over them. What are you talking about? You don't need to blur anything.
All right, well, Brett, thank you so much for hanging out with us for a few minutes. That was awesome. You can catch Revocation out on the road with Fit for an Autopsy, Rivers of Nile, Carnifex, Whitechapel, and Devil Driver. You guys are in Boise tonight at the Knitting Factory. Tomorrow in Spokane. Tuesday,
Spokane. Come on,
whatever.
Man, Rob.
Tuesday in Seattle at El Corazon.
That's good.
And then you
absolutely.
You head to Canada.
Calgary, yeah, Park. Should be fun. I'm looking forward to it. You know, it's been a great tour. Thank you guys for giving me a call and hanging out as well. Anybody listening should come check out the tour package. It's a really, really good time. So
it's
come hang.
A lot of great bands. We want to play some Revocation off the last song. By the way, any timetable for that new record? Any idea when it's coming out?
I can't say exactly right now, but you'll be seeing it soon. We got a lot of great, exciting news coming up that we're all super pumped on. And, you know, really grateful about everything. So keep your eyes peeled.
Sometime this year, though?
I think it could be a safe bet to say, you know.
Okay,
stay tuned.
All right, we want to play something from your last record. Do you have a favorite track off the last record for us to play?
We've been playing Invidious Live. We've been playing Frax Live. And we've been playing The Hive Live. So either one, you know, any one of those, if anybody wants to get a list and see if they want to come out and see it.
All right, let's play some Invidious. Brett, thank you so much for hanging out with us. Have a good show tonight, man.
Hey, man, great talking to you guys. You guys have fun. Thanks for giving me a shot.
See you later, buddy.
Peace out.
Brett from Revocation, great guy. Good dude.
That was a good time.
Such great dudes.
Yeah.
They're all funny.
And let's play something from their 2013 release, a self-titled release, Revocation, with Invidious.
This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington. While you're listening to this music break, Darren downloaded 47.5 gigabytes of Meat Holes and Gag Factor. You're listening to the Metal Injection live cast.
Oh, This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington. You're listening to the show that would have the largest average penis size of any podcast on the internet, if it wasn't for one person throwing off the average. Thanks a lot, Noah. It's the Metal Injection Live Cast. This is Chuck Blandington. I fucked your girlfriend last night. While you snored and drooled, I fucked your love. She called me daddy. And I called her baby as I smacked her ass. And then I used your computer to stream the Metal Injection livecast at metalinjection.net/livecast. We'll be right back.
This is Brother Will Kill Brother, spilling blood across the land. Killing for religion, something I don't understand. But on the other hand, the Throb plays one more fucking faint song. There may be some violence. The Metal Injection Live cast returns. Now.
The Faint played last week in New York City and I missed it. I'm very upset about that.
Didn't they play like Down the Block or something?
Oh yeah, they played at Music Hall of Williamsburg. They played a few shows here.
You weren't there?
Nope.
Are you sure?
Positive. I would
there
have
were a lot of guys that looked like you over there.
Their V's were deep.
A lot of deep V's.
Yeah.
V's were much deeper.
Wearing my V-neck today. Guys, did I pull it off? No?
It's not that deep.
You look
I'm
good, and your underboob sweat stains and armpit stains went away.
Yeah, they're gone now.
I never had armpit stains.
No, they're right there. I can kind of, it's like
you just
faintly
said they went
there.
That might just be perma stains.
You know what works for that, Rob, so that you don't have your pits turn yellow on your shirt?
What?
You got to put aspirin in water and let it dissolve and then dip the pit parts of your shirt in there.
Wow.
Seems like a lot of work.
That's a home ec lesson for everyone from Noah.
But then you don't have aspirin anymore. You used it all up to get your sweat stains out.
Well, don't use your last bit of aspirin.
Can you use Tylenol?
It's going to be like a white pill, I think.
Is it always about color with you? God.
Shut
have
up,
to be
Sid.
A white dildo, too? Won't be going to any revocation shows, I guess. Fucked up.
By the way, if you're Darren and want to call in the Metal Injection Livecast, the number to dial 646-929-1357. We've
probably playing a really intense game of poker.
That's what I'm thinking, too. It's just he cannot be pulled away because he hasn't even texted me back like, sorry, I can't.
Maybe he's pumping out a Livecast baby right now in the hotel room.
Whoa!
Possible.
That's a lot of pumping we've been on for quite a while.
Oh, whatever. Make it last.
So let's talk about the music break. Sorry about that. We kicked it off with Revocation with Invidious and a little Tony Danza tap dance extravaganza with There's a Time and a Place for Everything, followed by Sid's favorite band, Weekend Nachos, with The Meeting.
I see no reason to restrict when you can have nachos.
You'll have weekday nachos?
Fuck yeah. Mid-morning nachos? No, I don't care.
Nachos all the time.
Late night nachos, like 3 a.m. nachos?
The funeral of a loved one?
No.
The nachos from San Loco, where they just give you, like, the melted cheese.
The ballpark nachos? Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the ballpark nachos are one thing, but I'm talking about just, like, they give you the tortilla chips and, like, just melted cheese dip.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, the best thing ever.
What is that cheese? Is that just, like, melted cheddar? Like, what is the cheese?
No way.
Cheese whiz?
It's melted cheese whiz.
So what is cheese whiz?
Well, you have a computer right in front of your
fucking
face.
Chemically engineered cheese that's delicious.
Yeah, it's like the gelato of cheeses. It's more milk and less health. I don't know. But I never get that from that. I don't know. The melted cheese has never been my favorite. Like for fries, I like cheese fries.
You don't like nacho cheese?
I'd rather like the salsa and guacamole and...
No,
there's melted cheese.
The melted cheese and like chili, like the ground beef chili, I am in heaven. With a little pico de gallo, just a little bit of pico de gallo for flavor. Am I saying that right,
Sid? It's weird the things you pronounce right and the things you don't pronounce right.
Did I pronounce that correctly? Pico de gallo?
Sure.
Well, you should ask Darren since he's our resident.
Maybe there's a... Do you think there's a Haagen-Dazs pico de gallo?
Fuck you. Fuck you. Get out of this house.
He gets so offended.
Because he's just doing it to offend me.
Haagen-Dazs.
Thank you.
Haagen-Guys.
At least that's funny. What he's doing, I don't know what the fuck that is.
I'm trying to find the ingredients here. It doesn't really...
It's probably like American cheese and...
It says...
No
roach
way.
Legs. It says processed cheese. It's not even... Mm. And then, like, the second headline is, the day they took cheese out of Cheese Whiz.
It's Rob's birthday. Right?
No.
How do you know?
Wait, they took the cheese out of Cheese Whiz? Now it's just Whiz?
Yeah. It's like what they have at the back of the van, at Revocation's van. Just jars of Whiz. Everywhere. You dip your nachos
so
in
it's
them.
Just very processed cheese, that seems. Can you make your own melted? I guess that's like a fondue if you make your own melted
well,
cheese,
well, you
right?
can't just melt it in the pot. You have to, like, boil water in
can,
one pot
you?
And then take another pot and put the cheese in it. And from the steam, you got to melt.
Did you really just ask if you could make your own melted cheese?
Well, like to have this a similar consistency to the cheese whiz.
Okay, so can you make your own cheese whiz?
Yeah.
All
right. But like
you can definitely make, there's no one really going to stop you if you try to melt your own cheese.
No, but I mean like, yeah, like do cheese whiz, but without the processed cheese.
I'm
like,
sure
Because I remember I once tried, I was like, oh, that means just put a block of cheddar in the microwave.
No, it's not like that.
No, that's not.
What happened?
It melted, but then it dried up, so it's not like it was gooey. But yeah, you're right. There probably needs to be more milk in it.
Yeah.
That's probably what keeps it so creamy. Okay. Creme.
Or like, or heavy cream.
Yeah. Oh.
That was Ross's nickname in high school.
Creme?
No, heavy cream.
It does good, I gotta tell you. It's a thick load.
You could froth it. You could froth your cheese and then...
Oh. That was my favorite high school. Rob Thick Loads Pasbody.
Oh, I have to go.
Is that documented?
Can you simultaneously gross yourself out and burst out laughing? Because I think
it's the first time for everything.
It's not that gross. It's who I am, okay?
Joe Franklin says, Rob is fond very do.
Good God. Where do we go from there?
It's over.
Well, a week ago, it was the Billboard Music Awards.
Oh, God, really?
And I didn't watch the show because, first of all, I don't have cable, and second of all, that sounds
like... It was on cable?
I mean, I don't have just even regular TV.
Okay.
I don't have a... Even get regular TV. I guess you can have an antenna, but those cost money. Screw that. But anyway, so I got home after the podcast, and I'm on Twitter checking my tweets. And everyone's like, I can't believe that schmuck wore a Misfits shirt. I can't believe it. So some kid in a pop band. What's the name of the pop band? 5 Seconds of Summer. Sid, have you heard of them?
Uh-huh. I don't know that I've heard them, but they're quite popular, apparently.
So people know them.
I don't know what they sound like.
Anyway, so one of the guys was wearing a Misfits shirt, one of the guys was wearing a Pink Floyd shirt, and Twitter was going nuts. As if, like, the Misfits were some underground band that, like, three people know of, and this guy was tarnishing them. My favorite tweet came from CJ Folier, who writes...
Folier?
I don't know.
Folger?
Maybe.
Fogler?
Fogler.
CJ Fogler. He's like someone, right?
I don't think so.
I've seen him retweeted by people before. I think he's someone.
Well, he writes, a Misfits shirt. Glenn Danzig is rolling over in his grave.
He does sleep in a grave.
Yeah, just to be more goth.
Yeah.
That was good. But a lot of people had, like, seriously angry. I can understand Misfits being like, we don't want to be represented in this light or whatever. But middle-aged men getting mad... Or it is dumb? What?
Look,
that's not even...
That kid goes shopping at the mall at Hot Topic just like everybody else.
This is the thing that I'm... It's like, you can get a Misfits shirt anywhere. I'm sure probably
at
Macy's.
At Target.
Yeah, like at Target you can get it.
Can I just say one thing, though, that should sort of completely shut this down?
Mm-hmm.
You have no right to be offended at someone wearing a Misfits shirt if you're going on Twitter readily admitting that you're watching the Billboard Music
Awards.
That's right. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah.
There goes all of your cred, so you shouldn't have a Misfit shirt either.
Right.
So get rid of yours.
Good job.
One guy was like, him wearing this is the biggest insult to anyone who likes the Misfits. Why is it an insult? Isn't he, like, agreeing with you? Like, hey,
yeah.
I also like band.
Yeah.
Well, I never understood this train of thought.
Yeah. But really, though, stop watching the Billboard Music Awards. Like, see, why? Why?
What's the purpose of the Billboard? Like, what do they get?
Money.
What's the purpose of any award show?
Yeah.
It's just masturbation.
It's just, yeah, there was like a Michael Jackson hologram.
Yeah, great. We need that.
That looked awful.
He had his dick out. He was wrapping.
Wait, what?
The heads of One Direction.
Oh, I didn't see that. I didn't see that.
That was the
even the Michael Jackson
stuff.
Hologram wants to fuck little boys.
In Misfits shirt.
Can't stop it. Yeah. She'll take it. Give him some Jesus juice.
Seriously,
that was a thing, right?
Chill out on that.
Thank you.
So they aired the Golden Gods last night on VH1 Classic.
Oh, yes. Speaking of award shows,
and
meaningless award
the
shows.
Only medal on it was Slayer in like the first 2 minutes of the show.
So the Golden Gods actually happened a month and a half ago, basically, or a month ago. No, a month. No, a month
Weren't
ago.
You there?
It was April 23rd, yeah, a month ago.
Right.
And
The award show itself was maybe like 4 hours. How long was this broadcast?
An hour.
1 hour.
Ugh. Now, did they have to like mix the audio and make sure that Joan Jett sounded perfect and all that crap? Is that why?
I would assume so.
Same with the Rock and Roll Hall of
Fame. But the thing is, though, the show did broadcast live. It streamed live online on VH1.com.
Mm-hmm.
But then they did the condensed version on TV, where I guess they had to sweeten all the sound and everything.
They just added more milk to it.
and frost it.
The thing, though, is like some things, like the Joan Jett performance with Taylor Momsen, they had to do that twice because I think Taylor Momsen fucked it up.
Really?
So stuff like that, they had to fix
it,
I guess. But anyway, so you watched it. Now, Slayer was on. They showed two songs from Slayer, even though they played three songs. One of them was the new song, though, so that's
cool.
Yeah,
the other one was South of Heaven.
And then what else? Was there any awards given out on the show?
The two awards that they gave, like the categories, like the nominees were all the same. Avenged Sevenfold, Five Finger Death Punch, Queens of the Stone Age, and whoever else.
Right.
And like Avenged Sevenfold won both, and like they weren't there.
Right. Well, also to be fair, this is all fan voting, and Avenged Sevenfold have, like, of all those bands, the most Facebook fans, so...
Okay, so can it not be fan voting and have, like...
No, because they want
people
in it. The whole... Here's the thing that people get so upset about. The whole point of the show is to be profitable. It's not...
Right, exactly.
To, like...
I mean, the whole point of the show for me and Jake was just to make fun of it. So it was just, you know, a good time.
So it was entertaining in that sense. So
right.
Yeah, if it was good, you'd have nothing to make fun of.
Right.
And then Guns N' Roses, you saw. Did you see me on side stage? I was hiding in the side stage. See me there? Big, tall, doofy guy.
I was just holding my stomach because I was about to throw up watching Axl and, like, the jacket, like, hang. Like, his leather jacket just got, like, kept getting stuck on his stomach.
That's what, yes, I saw that, too. He had a leather jacket two sizes too small on, and it was, like, zipped up a quarter of the way.
And, like,
so it was open, but zipped up, and you were right. Like, the more he kept running around, it kept going further and further up.
And he was wearing a really long T-shirt.
He looked terrible, and he had the worst, he had,
like
a bandana and a cowboy hat on.
Yeah, and he was wearing these
ripped jeans. What are you doing?
And Jake and I were saying, like, if he just looked age-appropriate, I would still respect him.
So what would be age-appropriate? Like an oversized affliction tee?
Like if he took that stupid hat off and the sunglasses off.
Well, he has to have the hat on because he's balding.
Okay,
that's
so just
my
accept
piece.
That
that's
you're balding
hypothesis.
And just shave your head.
Or just
grow a goatee,
don't wear a cowboy hat. There's other hats you can wear.
And just wear, like, a regular shirt.
A fedora.
And black jeans. And fucking be Axl Rose.
Yeah,
and that's it.
Regular shirt, but yeah, I don't understand why you needed like 10 layers.
It was cold.
Maybe.
Cold.
Right.
He's an old man.
Oh, and he kept getting this like neck sweat, like between the collar of his shirt and like his chin. And it was just like, just take it off. Just open the jacket and take it off. Throw
you
it away.
See all the other kinds of sweat he has.
And I think we talked about this when I talked about the Golden Knights last time, was that he had a tent set up backstage with an oxygen tank.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So in between songs, he'd run.
They didn't show that part.
Yeah, there was never a song where Axl wasn't on stage. Otherwise, people would be flipping the channel and being like, you know, oh, who is this on? What band is this? Also, what I think was kind of crazy was comparing how shitty Axl Rose looked to how great
Duff McKagan
looked.
Yeah, I feel like that's why Duff McKagan did it. He's like, you know what, let me get on stage and have people see how great I look. And
well,
like,
I think the thing with that, though, is back in the day, he was like the skankiest looking dude in that band. So he just maintained his level of disgusting, whereas Axl went from presentable to disgusting. So he looks worse relative to how you remember him.
I feel like there are way shadier characters in the Guns N' Roses. Izzy Stradlin looked terrible. He looked like he was on the verge of falling over.
They all just looked like junkies, but I don't know. Duff always looked, I don't know, I thought, for a long time when I was younger, I thought he might have been, like, Down syndrome or something. Even the way he talked, he sounded like he was dropped on his head when he was a kid.
Yeah, but he's actually a very successful businessman.
He's in the stock market and stuff, right? It's weird.
Yeah.
He's an economic genius, I guess, or something. And he was a writer for Playboy magazine.
Well,
he wrote a financial column.
Yeah, a financial column, right.
Because we all go to the magazine we jerk off into for finance advice. It's like, nobody's reading this anyway. All right, whatever. Give me my
who
check.
Even jerks off to Playboy?
I don't know.
There's so much better Playboy? Free porn yeah. online.
It's true.
Joe Franklin in the chat asks, would Rob be a bottom for Duff McKagan? Joe, as a longtime listener, I would expect you to know, I'm the top.
You would break him. He's like...
He even has the bottom?
He's so tiny. It's true. If you were the top, you would break him.
I break many a bottoms.
Roddy Bottoms? From
sure.
Faith No More?
He's a gay.
Yeah.
He's probably a bottom.
Well, it's his name. I would hope so.
Yeah.
It would be pretty fucking disappointing if you take him home and he's like, no. That's just an odd coincidence. Bend over. Like, come on, no. Don't do that. Then it would be awkward. You'd need a ride home. he doesn't want to give you a ride home. You just turn down sex with him.
And
don't go home with Roddy Bottom.
Yeah.
Just don't bother.
And also, while I was watching it, they kept panning over to, like, this one lady in the balcony that was, like, dancing to everything. Like, even when Eddie Trunk was, like, saying stuff at the podium.
Oh, God.
She was, like, dancing.
Was it just the same shot and they kept cutting to the...
Oh, it could have
been.
Maybe.
Yeah, clip? I guess maybe.
Did they show, like, Andrew Dice Clay introducing Nicolas
nope.
Cage, introducing Axl Rose?
Oh, actually, I was in the kitchen for that, but I think they did.
Okay.
Or I think they just showed Nicolas Cage.
Oh, wow. They cut Dice, even. Hilarious.
Yeah.
Were you watching that here?
No,
at
my dad's house.
I was going to say, the TV is in view from the kitchen here, so that's not...
I don't even have VH1 Classics here. I don't want to pay for that.
Yeah, you probably aren't missing much, I would assume.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
And that metal show was on before.
Oh,
it was like double... It was like Eddie Trunk. Like an Eddie Trunk rock block.
He probably programs that fucking channel. Is he at Sirius? Does he work at Sirius, Rob?
No. Yeah.
Anyone?
He has a show on Monday nights.
On
Eddie Trunk Rocks. Yeah.
Ugh.
He used to... Well, I'm not going to say.
Have you met him? Have you hung out with him, Noah?
I've had him on the show that I work on just to meet him, and he's not really my thing.
You try to kiss your neck?
No.
That's good.
He almost like didn't want anything to do with me.
You're not important enough?
I think he was that.
He was there.
Meanwhile, the only reason why he was there was because I booked him.
Yeah. What a jerk.
Shut up.
Throw him in his trunk.
Yeah.
Drive somewhere with him in the trunk. It's his name.
I just felt
like
he, you know, watching him MC the Golden Gods, I guess him and Don Jameson and what's the other guy's name? I keep
Jim Florentine.
Yeah. Jim Florentine. I just feel like Rob would have been better at it.
Thank you. But I don't
really
have
upset.
The name recognition that...
Those guys more reflect the audience, though.
Yeah.
That's
just like
true.
Loser 45-year-olds.
I've never really hung out with Eddie Trunk, but Jim Florentine and Don Jameson are nice guys.
Yeah,
they're genuinely nice guys.
What
they're
is
not
Don
like,
James, like, what is he? Is he a comedian?
A comedian.
What's his
Yeah, he's
deal?
A comedian, and he was also like a writer. He wrote for Real Sports on HBO. He has an Emmy win.
Like
for some
news show what
segment
you
he did on Real Sports. I don't know.
What? That makes no sense.
Joe Franklin says, all of Rob's on-mic chewing and burps are better than Eddie Trunk.
Oh, thank you, Joe.
Because at least it's authentic.
Maybe I need to do more public appearances. I mean, Eddie Trunk gets work, though. Eddie Trunk hosts
That's
festivals.
Because he shows up.
He's
all
like the
time.
Matt Pinfield of metal.
Yeah.
He's like the sloppy, fat old guy.
And to be fair, like, Eddie Trunk has, like, 20 years on me, too, of experience.
Fucking
like, he's
just
been doing
general.
It. Well, yeah, that as well. Yeah. So,
how many
I'm
pairs of denim jeans do you have?
One pair.
You need more.
Why?
You only have one pair of jeans?
Yeah, well, I have, like, pants. I have, like, cargo pants, khaki pants.
You don't wear jeans?
Yes, I do. I wear a pair of jeans.
Like stonewashed denim jeans.
Well, how many should I have?
At least like three or
four. If you ever want to be the new Eddie Trunk, you need to get like dozens.
You have to get like mom jeans, like 80s jeans.
Bruno's having a seizure in his little carrying case. It's terrifying.
Aww. Oh, look how cute he is.
Oh, Bruno Nightmare.
He keeps... Oh, he just...
Threw up in his mouth a little.
You know, he was...
All this Eddie Trunk talk.
He was gutting one of his toys, and I think the foam went into his throat, and it's just been stuck there.
Aww,
like a dry cough.
Poor
oh,
guy.
Oh, baby, come here.
Is he going to die?
Get him on mic.
What's going on, Noah?
Not going to die.
Yeah, mic it up. Okay. The kids want to hear your dog in his death rattle.
Oh, he's not doing it now.
Very unprofessional. He's sniffing the microphone, but he's not doing anything. Guess all
Chuck,
on,
bro.
Wheeze once.
Oh, he's chewing. No, he
goes to the toilet. He started eating.
Oh, like, no. It smells like mommy. I'll bite into it.
It's done.
Oh, no. I got to put that next to my mouth.
It's got drool all over
it. That's dog drool on it. Now I can't use it. This will be the guest pop cover. My cover.
That was awesome. Okay, Bruno.
He just tried to eat the microphone, for those of you who can't see.
Someone in the chat asked, how are Eddie Trunk's hands, Noah? Did you...
They were very pasty and, like, pale and...
He always, like... I feel kind of bad talking negatively about him, because, I mean, he's never done anything... He's never done anything bad to me.
It's not like he's going to listen to your show.
Oh.
It's true.
Never with that attitude.
He just always looks like he needs his hair combed. And it's like, if you're like an on-air personality, get someone to comb
your
hair.
He's just that sloppy kid that was in your third grade class that nobody liked.
And like, again, this is not a knock on him, but I feel like the only reason he's successful is because he's the only one that did it. He's the only one that, like, started a radio show and continually did one.
Isn't that the only reason
Metal
Injection is successful?
Well, there's other metal sites.
But you were around longer than most of them. If you're the first at something, that's a pretty huge advantage, whether you're good or not.
Fair point. So, we are the Eddie Trunk of metal.
Well, I think in like 10 years, you will be the next Eddie Trunk.
In 10 years, I'll be the next Eddie Trunk.
And we'll be shit-talking you on the show. Well, he'll be dead by then.
In 10 years, there'll be another up-and-coming podcast talking shit about me.
Yeah, exactly.
Me and Noah will be on that podcast as well.
Yeah. It will just be a me and Sid podcast.
Yeah. That fucking asshole, he's hosting the Golden Gods now. He sucks. Look at his hands.
He didn't even comb his hair.
His V isn't even that deep. It's all bullshit.
I totally wear like a deep V Slayer
shirt. I
think
you need a V that shows more of your chest hair.
It's got to go down to the belly buttons.
Or like, no, down to like in between your
like titties. Yeah, like Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, like
style.
That. Like that. And have the hair sticking out. You know what? I'll take two pictures of you, and we'll post them, and we'll have people say, with the
regular V
or
deep V?
You need to look like a Sephardic human trafficker. You're not there yet. You need a little bit more chest hair, and you'll be there.
Hi, Jake. Jake's here.
Hi.
Hey.
What was your favorite moment of the Golden Gods, Jake?
The credits.
all the in-between stuff, because like they showed 12-Foot Ninja and the guys from Suicide Silence, but of course they didn't show them on the actual award show, just like
they showed them like on the carpet or where?
No, like as they were going to commercials, they showed like this thing where it's like you were in a room with like a mirror next to you and then the camera turned and that was all the metal that you got. Everything else was like not metal on it.
But that's just that because that's who watches VH1 Classic.
Yeah, because who knows who 12th Ninja are on VH1 Classic.
Everybody knows
so
Joan
let
Jett.
Expose them, you know, so that's...
Yeah, that's exactly how I feel. I feel like channels like that, like just they want to cycle the same bands because they know that's what sells. It's just like, it's just such a like lazy, easy...
It's not even lazy, it's purely financial.
Yeah,
it's purely these are the bands that are recognized people will watch.
I understand that, but I think that, you know, eventually that fire is going to run out, and then what are they left with? They have nothing.
I think about that too. Like, you know, Metallica can sell out a stadium, Guns N' Roses, like all these bands selling out stadiums. In like 20 years, they're going to be gone.
James Hetfield
be...
is already doing voiceover work for the History Channel. So,
well, what I'm saying is, like, who are going to be headlining arenas? What metal bands are going to be headlining arenas in 20 years when Metallica and Slayer
Avenged
and all
Sevenfold.
Of them are all done?
Avenged Sevenfold for sure, yeah.
Okay, and then who else?
Yeah, but it's the numbers are real limited.
Yeah, they're like the only band anywhere near to that level of popularity. It's like, is Five Finger Death Punch going to be headlining a stadium?
I mean, that's highly questionable music, but they are huge. So
when you guys play festivals, who are the headlining bands that come up a lot?
Oh,
like
man.
Big festivals.
The last one we played in Japan, Devil Wears Prada. Was the headliner.
What?
Yeah, they're really big.
They're very popular.
Yeah. And then who was August Burns Red was another one. We play very like sceney festivals lately. But I mean, when we played like Download and Sonosphere, it was like Metallica and Black Sabbath.
Right, yeah. It's always just all the summer festivals, there's always like Metallica or Black Sabbath whatever. We're running out of a big a Lamb of God, Joe Francis. Yeah, but I feel like even them, they're at a certain point, and they're not going to get much bigger than that.
Because you keep killing your fans.
No, come on.
How are you going to get bigger? It's just that's simple math right there, man. No, but like, and the thing is, like, if classic rock radio, like all the fan bases of those bands are not the target demo anymore. Like, classic rock radio now is really oldies radio, and there's nothing coming after it. Like,
well, like, aren't they playing, like, some 90s stuff? Aren't they trickling that in?
But they still play mostly, like, Beatles and Stones and Zeppelin and stuff,
yeah,
which it's good, sure, but, like, the main people that like that are, like, in their 60s.
Wow.
I like Zeppelin.
Yeah, but shouldn't you have your own generation of music?
Why can't I like Led Zeppelin?
You can, but maybe, they should be.
Maybe that's what's killing the recording industry as well as illegal downloading, is that there's no forum for bands to really get out there.
Well, on the radio at least.
You can get in an iPhone commercial.
Obviously, TV.
Yeah.
Well, who listens to the radio?
A lot of people listen to radio, and a lot of people watch TV.
But like terrestrial radio? People listen to terrestrial
radio? You don't listen to terrestrial because you don't drive anywhere. You walk. But a lot of people who drive, that's what they do.
It's true. It's all that they have. But yeah, you know, going back to what I said, like, there's no forum for any new, like, basically there's this huge demographic of people like anywhere from age 30 to 45 or 50, and like these people aren't getting exposed to new music because nobody's like telling them to care.
Yeah, right. And there's outlet to expose them. But also with music itself, it's become so. Like, there's so many subgenres, so many niches now, that there's a lot of people listening to very select amount of music. There's no one genre. So, like, for TV, it's a very mainstream thing. It's like a giant net that only shows, like, for the mass audience, like, something that the mass audience
they
would like.
They default to what they know works.
Yeah. And
that's why every channel is just reality TV now.
Right. So, because that's...
Even if it has nothing to do with the channel supposedly about.
Because, ultimately it has to be profitable. Yeah. That's the whole point of it. It's not, like, it's not a mom-and-pop operation. It's a giant corporation that has to be profitable. So with music, especially with metal, since it's so segmented, there's not... that one audience, because, like, you know, a periphery fan isn't going to care about, like, Five Finger Death. I mean, there are, I'm sure, fans of both bands, like, a person that would like both bands, but chances are they're not. So you could never find that happy medium. Like, with Headbangers Ball, I feel it was always the same bands, like Slayer, Zakk Wylde, blah, 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 because that's just, proven... hit makers.
Yeah, and are we talking about like Headbangers Ball, like in the 90s?
No, like when it just came back.
Oh, when it recently, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I always think about like how like in the 90s, 80s and 90s, how you know, you only had a certain number of bands. It was like a digestible amount of bands that you could sift through because there was no internet and there was like, you know,
right.
The best stuff just
so you got a good
service. Yeah, you actually had to be good to have a record deal.
Yeah.
You could not everybody could just make a song, which is a good thing and a bad thing if you think about it.
Yeah.
If you are talented, you don't need to work up that political ladder. Just put it out and people will find it and like it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the internet, that's where it is.
Thanks a lot, Rob.
No one needs TV. Just stand the internet.
You would want us to do that?
But, I mean, the internet it's like I feel the same thing is happening to the internet that is happening on TV because with social networking and Facebook and all that stuff, since most of our hits come from Facebook, a lot of the time now it's like, well, what is something that'll cast that wide net that a lot of people will click on? So, like, stories about Metallica, like it could be just the Metallica, the narrating story, which is just a nothing story. That'll do way better than if we wrote about some underground band that, you know, like we're really passionate about. Like, no one will click on that story because they don't care.
You know, it's interesting about Facebook that I realized recently, and I don't know when this is implemented because I kind of stay away from Facebook these days, but I guess there's like a news feed, and now they've made it so like not everything is going to be exposed to every, like you have to actually purchase more display power, I guess.
Yeah, your reach is cut. Well, basically, the reason for that is, though, is just Facebook is so huge now, and there's just more content on there, so they're much
they're much more strict with what they decide to let through to people's things. So if somebody constantly interacts with Periphery's page, for example, liking the posts or going on the page, leaving comments and stuff like that, they will be more likely to see a post by Periphery versus somebody who would just scroll past the post and not interact with it. And that's something that we battle with as well. And that's another thing with the reach is like if we wrote about a lot of underground bands, Facebook wouldn't show that to as many people as if we wrote about Metallica because that's a wider reach band. So Facebook is in control of the internet now.
Does it even matter what you write about Metallica? Or is it just that it's Metallica? Because, like, if you made a Facebook post and the entire post was just the word Metallica with a link, would it get just as many? You should try that and just see what happens. And then when they click through, it just says, just testing. Thanks.
Well, no, because I read recently as well, Facebook now tracks time off the site.
Okay.
So, like, if you click on a link, if you just see a link and you click like, that won't be as valuable as if you clicked on the link, went on the site, stayed on there for a minute, came back and liked it. Because to Facebook, that meant like, oh, you actually checked out the content and genuinely liked it. So that's a valuable like. And then that would promote the story to more people. So if I did that, I tricked fans into liking that post. And Facebook would be on to me because there would be a very little time off site. And then I would technically get penalized for that.
Wow.
Facebook is no joke.
They thought about this.
Yeah.
Sure. You should get that guy on the show.
Mark Zuckerberg?
Yeah.
Hey, Mark.
Reach out.
Call us up. 646-929-1357. That's the old phone number.
Sound disappointed in it.
The old phone number.
You don't like it?
Yeah.
You want a different phone number? Should we change our phone number?
One of the other big stories of the week, Behemoth kicked out of Russia. This poor guy. They look so sad in the jail. This is like a Russian news report.
They didn't even serve him Bujanina for lunch.
Rob, you couldn't pull some strings, get them?
I don't know anybody in Russia.
Oh, interesting.
Why is that interesting?
Make such a big deal about how Russian you are.
I don't know anybody, damn it. So
meanwhile, they never got arrested in Iran.
There's no touring in Iran.
You pulled strings.
Can you imagine
no
if
strength.
They played Iran?
Make it happen.
I don't think
burn
that's
them.
Possible. Metal is illegal in Iran, especially the blasphemy they're spewing.
Yeah.
Their satanic music.
But it's not about Allah. They're not saying Allah is a jerk.
That's true.
They're probably talking
so
about Jesus.
They got deported because of visa issues, but Nurgle thinks it's because of the anti-religious sentiment of Behemoth's music.
Couldn't it also
I'm sure
just,
that got them
yeah.
noticed.
Yeah, that's yeah. yeah, like that's
also Russian
it's
people.
Probably about the visa. Sorry, it's about probably about the visa issue.
So explain this visa, like as a touring musician. Why do bands always, when they try to come to the country, they're like, oh, at the last minute they have to cancel the tour for visas, or like when you go overseas, don't you sign up for that sort of stuff months in advance?
Yeah, it's like it's kind of tricky because I guess some bands, depending on their level, like how popular they are or how much attention they draw, they think they can get away with just having a tourist visa, which will let you get into the country. But if they catch you working on under a tourist visa, if you're accepting money for a gig, then that's illegal. And you can,
you're basically stealing from the government because you just have to pay
a
tax.
Yeah, because that stuff's all taxed and monitored and all that stuff. So like some bands who aren't that big try to do that. And once you reach a certain level, like Behemoth's level, and I think this is what their problem was, they were there on tourist visas and they weren't there on like the work visa that they needed to for performances, which are, you know, they're kind of costly. I guess like each member gets like a 14-day visa for probably like $150 to $200.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Oh, well, actually, what it was is they didn't apply for a tourist visa. They applied for a business visa. But they were supposed to apply for a humanitarian visa, which is like an arts visa. Mm-hmm. And what I think, this is me speculating here, the reason they wanted them to apply for a humanitarian visa is because if you apply as an art thing, they check your art and how it meshes with their message
culture,
of, yeah like, oh, well, you know, and so I think that's why they were denied.
But don't they have someone that takes care of that for them? Like, don't they have, like a manager or, like, a...
Typically, it's, like, usually a combination of band management, the booking agent, and the business manager, if the band has one, that they get together and they figure out what type of visas are needed and what the budget is. But it's not hard to get those visas, but I think like what you said, Rob, I think it's because they probably didn't want to alert Russia that they're like this highly anti-establishment or religious establishment band, and They don't take kindly to that.
Who put together the tour? I mean, is that someone in Russia? Or?
Yeah, it's usually a promoter from the country, right?
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Wouldn't that guy know any better? I mean, in order for this tour to get fulfilled?
Well, it could have just been a big miscommunication. But
Also, there's lots of shitty promoters.
Yeah, there's lots of shitty
promoters. Don't do what they're supposed to.
We've been in China on a tourist visa, and I found this out when we were there, and I was like, I cannot believe we're in China.
Oh my God.
On a tourist visa to play a show. It's like, and when we got, when we went through the border, they were eyeballing us really hard, and they almost didn't let us through, and it was really scary because, you know, you have to like sit in a room and wait until it's time for you to leave, and we were like scheduled to leave 2 days later. So if you don't get through, you're really screwed. And but after that, after, and I thought we were there on a performance visa, and we weren't, and that's a big problem. So like I was really pissed off that we weren't made aware, and that was the promoter's fault. Because the promoter is like, oh, we do this all the time, it's not a big deal. And it's like, dude, China hates America. I don't want to come here and start messing with their laws. You know?
You don't want to sit in a Chinese jail.
Yeah.
You don't know that. Yeah, so they asked Nurgle, a reporter asked Nurgle, by the way, the name of the tour was the Russian Satanist Tour.
Oh, God.
So it's like,
okay,
one
really?
Googling by the Russian Customs Department, and they'll be like, oh, a Satanist Tour. Well,
great.
No. Anyway, so they asked him what it was like. They spent the night in prison. He said it was a very small room, and the walls were smeared with feces.
Mm.
And they asked to go to the toilet, but they were denied, and
that
they had
like
to use plastic bottles. So they were revocationing it.
That's why the walls were probably smeared with feces.
Yeah, they weren't allowed to.
You
got to
put it somewhere.
So, yeah, Periphery could have been hanging out in a Chinese prison with feces smeared on it.
It could have happened.
I don't think they allow that kind of thing in China.
There would have been guys sitting in the corner clipping their toenails.
much like what happens on the N train. That's a weapon.
Okay, chewing their toenails.
Okay,
what happens on the N train. Right, I said it.
Good laughs. Good laughs.
Lots of Noah hate speech in this episode. I like it.
Really?
Well, your issues with the black and white and all that before.
What?
Remember when
what?
I said it was all about? I don't even remember what it was. But
that was like in your mind.
That's
you created
really,
that as a hate
all right,
speech.
Well.
That wasn't really hate
that
speech.
That was the first and then now. That's two.
Let's see. Also, okay. Metallica. They had a Metallica night at the San Francisco Giants game last week. And I want to play this
Aren't
national
anthem. Are
the
Giants from New Jersey?
No, that's
the football Giants.
Giants. The baseball Giants.
The baseball Giants used to be in Brooklyn, right?
No.
Or New York?
There
were the New York Giants? Okay. How's this sounding, Jake? Is Kirk Hammett doing a good job? It's Kirk and James. James is doing the rhythm.
Why isn't James singing?
Was Bob Rock in front of them conducting? The maestro.
The rhythm is pretty awesome. Killing it. Killing it.
At least they're dressed age appropriate. And they're not wearing fat leather jackets and have neck sweats.
Well, James wears like a cut-off denim on stage. But yeah, they dress well. They're probably a stylist.
That was nice.
That was acceptable. Much better than the last time, I think. Because they did it a year ago, and Kirk Hammett sounded terrible.
They had a whole year to practice, and they did. Good job.
So this is like an annual thing for them now?
Yeah, I guess it did really well the first time, so the Giants were like, sure, why not?
All right.
Whatever gets people to the ball game.
They used the metronome this time.
Here's the performance from last year, just to compare.
It's appropriate that we're playing the national anthem twice on the Memorial Day.
Yeah.
Very patriotic.
For the troops.
time we had a guy call in from Iraq?
Yeah, we
called
dead?
Him a
few times.
We haven't heard from him in a while. Do you think he died?
I hope not.
He probably just has better things to do than to listen to this.
I hope it's that and not like PTSD and he killed himself or something. With all this VA stuff going on, you never know.
That is so upsetting about how like all these veterans are not getting their insurance claims approved. It makes me so mad at America because it's like the one thing everyone yaps about is the truth. Like you gotta support the truth.
Well, yeah, while you're there killing yourself for oil, we care about you. But then when you're back here, fuck you.
Yeah,
it's sort of like the anti-abortion people. Don't kill that baby, but once it's born, fuck off.
Yeah, I won't pay its benefits.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, now you're going to get on welfare? Yeah. We got to pay for your baby?
It's just a nice political issue, but then the actual day-to-day handling of the aftermath of this shit, they want no part of.
Yeah.
It's a bummer. Bunch of dicks.
Screw you, Fox News. It's all your fault. Right?
Sure. It's not their fault.
This part. Ugh.
Ugh, that was bad. This wasn't terrible.
It's a great review. This wasn't terrible.
Wasn't Roseanne doing the national anthem?
Yeah. Or that other girl that, like, fucked up the lyric. I think we played it on the show before.
That's happened a few times. Or when Carl Lewis did it awfully. There's been plenty of horrible national anthems. It's all right. Marvin Gaye's is still the best one.
Are we the only country that does that?
At sporting events and shit?
Yeah,
the only
like
country that has sports.
Well, Canada does.
Yeah, I think Canada does it in like hockey games and basketball. But there's countries way crazier. Like, I'm sure North Korea, you have to do the national anthem before.
Or you'll get shot.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah. No, but do they have like celebrities or whatnot?
Well, there's only one celebrity in North Korea.
That's right.
And he's not performing shit.
He's probably pretending to,
yeah.
And then he has like a whole choir singing behind a curtain.
And then everybody has to act like it's great.
Right.
On the one hand, that seems like completely batshit and crazy, but then on the other hand, I put myself in that situation. Like, if I was born to a dictator like that, would I rebel or would I just take advantage of that life? This is pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's true.
It's like everyone has to act like you're the best fucking person on the planet.
Or destroy
else,
them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And their family.
Awesome. Yeah. But though also, if you've been born into that, you probably just believe that that's, you are great. Like, you don't see through the bullshit.
Yeah, you can't.
Probably,
you
right?
You're not taught to. You're
yeah. It's got to be an interesting
life. But the chances of that happening are much smaller than the chances of being born...
A regular douchebag?
As a poor douchebag. And then you'll end up shooting your school.
I'm surprised he's not aware of the fact that the whole world thinks he's an asshole. Like, that's the thing that I don't get. It's like everybody's, like, looking at you and scowling at you, and he's like, well...
Well, did you see that, like, when Vice went to North Korea?
Yeah,
he seemed like a chill dude.
Yeah.
It's like, it's like...
That's
no,
what they wanted it to.
No, but the thing is, like, when there's cameras around, like, oh, look, I'm this regular guy. We enjoy basketball. Let's hang out and have dinner.
We watched that at Marina's house.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, we watched that together.
That was creepy, though.
Yeah.
Because, like, remember when they were showing that guy that was, they were in, like, an office and there was just some guy on a computer and he wasn't really
doing
anything.
Yeah, he was just clicking the save dead link over.
It was so weird. It was almost, it creepy.
Yeah, there was someone constantly spying on them to make sure they weren't, falling out of line. And so it's like, I'm sure, but that's how his life is, where it's just we're not bad people. We look at us. We have dinner. We play basketball. Yeah. We're great. Oh, yeah. Hang those 40 people, though.
I don't like them.
They coughed when I walked out. Yeah.
Saw their heads off.
Yeah. But that's the thing. I don't think he cares what the rest of the world thinks of him as long as everyone in North Korea is under his thumb. That's all that matters. He's not going anywhere. Neither are they.
Well, if they keep trying to launch missiles at South Korea and China.
I think he knows his place. He knows what he can and can't get away with. There's not going to be a war with North Korea because he knows he'd get crushed in like half a second.
Yeah, it would be over for them, but it's very interesting to see them posture like that.
Yeah, well, that's he's got to do that to keep his own people like convinced that...
That he's the man?
Yeah, exactly. Right, Rob?
Correct.
Thank you. Looking up Cheese Whiz still?
I'm looking up some recipes so I could have some dinner.
You should use your slow cooker. to make cheese with. Have you tried that?
That? Yeah, you know what? My wife actually makes a nice chorizo cheese dip in the slow cooker. It's really good. It's fantastic, but like every scoopful is like a year off your life. Like literally, you taste your own death. But it's so fucking good. But like, I've limited her to only making it on the Super Bowl because she would want to make it all the time, but we'd already be dead by now.
If there is a food that Sid is like, we can't eat too much of this because we will die.
That's it.
Sid, for you, that is huge progress. For you to have the self-control.
I don't know that it's huge progress for me or huge progress in the science of making lethal foods.
Or huge regress for Amy.
Yeah.
She's
from Texas.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Super Nintendo Charmer says, when I'm dictator for life, Rob will be my director of barbecue.
Aww. Don't get
that
out of your own supply.
That would be a gig to be a quality control tester at a barbecue.
You would die in like 3 weeks if to taste all of it, and then that's the end of Rob.
I don't know. Rob has eaten a lot of bad food. I feel like you've become immune to it.
But that's when he has to pay for it.
But also, though, I feel like I try to make up for it during the week by eating relatively healthy.
But this is when it's not your job. If your job is tasting barbecue, then there's no escape.
Right.
And then, but the joy of it would be gone also.
Also, yeah, I was going to say, if it becomes my job to eat barbecue, I would no longer find pleasure in it.
What's that guy's name? Adam Richman or something?
Yeah.
The one
Man versus Food?
Yeah.
He doesn't do that anymore. He doesn't do that anymore.
He stopped.
Now he does like shows where other people do it. He's like a coach.
And he actually looks like a normal person.
But I don't even know if he has shows anymore. It's been a while since he's had a new show.
You're over the Travel Channel, Sid?
Nice to watch. I just don't think he's done a food show in a while.
Mm.
I think he did some show last year, but I don't think it was really like food specific. I think it was more about like tailgating experiences, but not the food.
It's about vomiting.
Yeah,
trying to get rid of all that weight.
We got a caller.
Uh-oh.
207, you're on the live cast.
Yes, is it true that there is a person named Sean on your show?
No.
Okay, thank you.
That was like the Googler, but like catching up from 4 years ago.
Yeah, maybe the Googler was just frozen in time.
At least. Every week we're going to get a really outdated question now from the Googler, I hope.
Oh, we missed you. All right, good time.
You should call that number back.
We have a few minutes left, 646-929-1357. And Joe Franklin says, Rob's definition of eating relatively healthy is drinking Perrier with meals. There's sodium in Perrier, so it's not exactly healthy. No, I have salads during the week.
You have salads? Like
lots of salads.
What kind of salads? What do you put in there?
Like mixed greens, some tomato, a little cucumber, and then a protein, like grilled chicken or baked chicken.
Do you make your own salad dressing?
No.
Then you failed.
Sorry.
All those calories and fat that you thought you were saving yourself, those are all in your salad dressing.
Oh, well, I get healthy salad dressings, like ranch.
Yeah.
No, and also I don't put that much dressing on. It's fine. It's fine.
You put the serving size, which is like a teaspoon.
It's like a tablespoon is the serving size. Maybe I do twice the serving size.
Mm-hmm.
Three times. No, it's fine.
Well, if you say so, sure.
I'm maintaining my weight.
Do you croutons? Put croutons in there?
Sometimes.
A little cheese. Depends
on how hungry I am.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever just eat the croutons?
I've had them as a snack. It's just like going into the cupboard being like, oh, I want some chips. Oh, I don't have any chips. Oh, well, I got some croutons.
These croutons.
They're garlicky. It's fine.
Good.
It's very salty.
Do you dip them in the ranch? Like,
no.
Fill up a little saucer with ranch and just dip the croutons
No. He puts the ranch in his belly button.
Oh, no.
And uses that as the...
I stuff like 3 or 4 croutons in my mouth.
And just pour
Then pour the ranch in, shake my mouth.
And then swallow. That must hurt, because those are very sharp.
It's dressing running down your chin.
That's turning somebody on somewhere in the world.
Let's hope so.
Yes.
There's someone for everyone.
What do you put in your salad, Noah?
Fried goat cheese.
Fried goat cheese. How does that work?
I take goat cheese, I put, what is it called?
Breadcrumbs.
Breadcrumbs, you know, like the ones they use on the chicken cutlet?
So it's like mozzarella sticks, but with goat cheese.
Well, I don't deep fry it, and then I just put it on the pan with olive oil, and I fry it, and then I throw it on my salad.
Interesting.
That sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then I also cook portobello mushrooms with balsamic vinegar.
Mm.
And I put those on top.
Yeah, I just got some low-sodium balsamic. That's my new current dressing. So
take that, Noah.
Okay.
Take it. No, seriously, please take it. I don't like it. There's not enough fat in it.
Back to the ranch.
Do you like the ranch? Salad's also pretty good, but that's just oil.
I don't like buying salad dressing anymore. I just like making it.
Just make your own yourself.
It's the Williamsburg in you.
Yeah.
I have an advanced palate, as you said earlier, for salad dressing.
Only the best Entenmann's donuts for Noah. None of that bullshit.
Oh, I think I have one too many pop-ums.
That Hostess garbage.
Is Entenmann's the leading brand in powdered donuts?
For the small powdered donuts, hell yeah.
Yeah, I don't really like too many Entenmann's things. I'm like, I feel like the devil's
so
food
sugary.
Cake. I used to that used to be my jam.
Yeah.
Then I realized like it's just sugar. There's not even any chocolate in it.
When I was younger, I used to eat the cupcakes. Do you remember
like
how sugary those were? Like the icing.
But you're
just
all saying sugary like it's a bad thing.
It's
sugar.
Too much.
I feel like if there's too much sugar, it just spoils it.
I'm a person who drinks my iced coffee crispy. So there's no such thing as too much sugar.
Oh, that's so gross.
So
I don't ever ask for it
that way. But when I ask for sugar at the Dunkin' Donuts and they give me a crispy coffee, and so I've grown used to it.
What's a crispy coffee?
It's so sugared that there's you drink
it's
iced
coffee,
still,
the sugar crystals don't melt. So it's,
ew,
it's like iced coffee.
Exactly.
Oh, that's gross.
Joe Franklin asks, does Rob enjoy tossing salads? Very much so, actually. I like all my dressing to be evenly distributed.
More ranch running down
your
chin.
I was going to buy you a salad tosser for your housewarming
What's
gift.
What's his name?
I already have one, actually.
I was gonna look on Meetup for a salad tosser for Rob.
M-E-A-T-up.
Yeah. But no one was available that week, so I didn't.
I mean, where do we really go from there, right, guys?
The hell?
The salad bar.
Wait, is Darren still going to call us?
No.
Call him.
He can't.
Should I try to call him?
Do we still have the blog talk connection? It's 8 o'clock.
Yeah, I think we can still call him.
Skype. Yeah, let's just...
Oh, no, we can't call him.
Can you Skype him, and let's just see what he's up to real quick, and then we'll wrap up. And if he doesn't pick up, we'll just end the show right away.
Okay.
Do you have them saved on your speed dial?
No.
If I had the sound effects, I would play the Jeopardy music while we're up typing in. You don't remember his number by heart? So easy.